From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Investigators will soon turn to finding out what caused a Libyan Afrikia airliner to crash on landing at the Tripoli airport. One child has survived. The other 103 people on the Airbus jet died. The BBC's Rana Jawad is in Tripoli.
The weather has been partly sunny, partly cloudy. We don't know if that played a factor. We don't know if it was a technical problem. Some have suggested that. Some Libyans that have gone on TV have suggested it may have been a technical problem. But it's too early to tell.
That's the BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli. Rescuers are sifting through wreckage, picking up items to help identify victims as a large piece of the plane's brightly colored tail looms in one part of the field. The Airbus jet was arriving from South Africa. Its final destination was Paris. President Obama meets today with President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the White House on the two leaders' efforts to improve relations.
The Obama administration used to take a tough public approach with Afghanistan, calling out President Hamid Karzai for corruption in his government. Karzai did not respond well to that approach. He made pointed anti-Western comments. The tone of this week's visit has been very different. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry spoke with reporters at a White House briefing.
Every bilateral relationship, especially ones as close as we have with Afghanistan, they experience ups and downs. But what measures true partnership is the ability, when the stakes are as high as they are for Afghanistan and the United States of America, to be able to work our way through difficulties and come back together.
Today, President Obama will have lunch with Karzai, followed by a joint news conference. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan starts making the rounds on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan will meet with Senate leaders so they can become better acquainted ahead of Kagan's confirmation hearing.
Kagan will be paying calls on five top senators. She'll meet with the Senate majority and minority leaders, Democrat Harry Reid and Republican Mitch McConnell. After that, she has appointments with the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, the ranking Republican, Jeff Sessions, and the Democratic whip, Richard Durbin. These are the first of many appointments she'll have with individual senators. The meetings are meant to offer senators the opportunity to get to know a nominee on a more informal basis and to discuss questions on a one-to-one basis. Republicans Sessions and McConnell have already expressed reservations about Kagan, but Sessions has indicated that, at least for now, he anticipates a vote on her nomination before the Senate recesses in August. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A dramatic attack in Baghdad, Iraq today as a booby-trapped corpse explodes near a shop. Three people are dead, 23 people are hurt. From Washington, this is NPR News. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry has toured some areas hit by high winds and tornadoes this week, and he says the damage is sobering.
I lost track of the number of damaged and destroyed homes that we saw. Literally hundreds.
At least two people died when tornadoes ripped through Oklahoma and Kansas. Forecasters say a new storm system could bring more thunderstorms and possibly more tornadoes as soon as today. The nation's largest employer, the federal government, is revamping its hiring process. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the aim is to make Uncle Sam more competitive before large waves of baby boomers start retiring.
Applicants now spend hours filling out a series of mini-essays, only to send the application into what feels like a black hole. Chris Mim is with the Government Accountability Office.
If I apply for a job and I'm basically told we'll get back to you perhaps in 6 months, that doesn't tell you that this is a serious organization.
In fact, the GAO and others say the best job seekers are often put off by the process or snatched up by the private sector while their federal application hangs in limbo. Under the new memorandum issued by President Obama, applicants will be able to submit simple resumes, and agencies must notify them of their progress. The goal is to bring down average hiring times to under 3 months starting in November. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Conservative Party leader David Cameron is now Britain's prime minister at 43, the youngest in almost 200 years, and the first to lead a British coalition government since 1945. Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown is out after an election that produced no clear winner. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.